Blog Talk Radio. Hello out there in Radio Land, can you hear me now? All righty, we had some technical difficulties. I apologize for that, 16 minutes behind. But you have joined me, Author Jeffrey Rochelle, on the Spotlight Saturday night. I don't know what's going on with my mic. I was sitting there trying to fix it, and it just didn't do right on me. I brought a new mic. And I'm actually looking for the receipt to take it back now because I'm a little upset. But 16 minutes, 17 minutes into the show, and I'm going to bring my author sister Karen Lee on. But just to piggyback, because I thought I was talking to everybody and I wasn't. How's everybody's week been going? I hope so far so good. Mine has been going decent and great. It's cold here in Chicago. Fall is here. And pretty soon the snow will be down. It's Saturday evening, and it's that kickback time. So, of course, you know, this is the Author Spotlight, Saturday Spotlight with Jeff. Just to talk about a few things before I get into my interview with author Karen Lee, who is my sister from the West Side, I just want to send shouts out to two sponsors of the show. My first sponsor is Mickey's on Stony. Mickey's on Stony. Got to try their jerk fries. Got to try their jerk fries. They open till 1 a.m. every Saturday, 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturdays. The address is 8126 South Stony Island in Chicago. And then also the New Beggars in Gary, Indiana, owned by two of my high school classmates, Quentin Sale and Jonathan Harris. Their grand opening for that is next Saturday, October 19th at 12 p.m. That address for their Gary location of Beggars is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. If you get a chance, check them out. If you can, check them out next weekend, Saturday, at their grand opening. So before I bring on author Karen Lee, who is sitting waiting, who has been texting me, and Karen, I see you, I see you. I was panicking, sis. I'm like, okay, what's going on? My mic not working. I got to call in on the phone and talk on the phone. That's the Black Folks Ghetto version. I'm on the phone. I ain't got no mic. And I brought a mic, and it don't work, so I don't know what's going on. So I really think when you're testing out these radio blog shows, you should be able to test out your mic to make sure it's working. Because I was using a headset last week, and it worked somewhat okay. But I said, let me go out and buy me a mic. And lo and behold, I did that yesterday, and the mic ain't even working. And I went and took the settings on my laptop, and I set everything up. And the mic's not working. So it's like, I don't know what to do. I'm upset because I done missed 16 minutes of my show. But before we get with Karen Lee, I want to give you my five books of the month. Since it is October, I am doing five horror novels for the month. The first is a collection of short stories by Tanarive Dew. I hope I'm saying that right, but I love Miss Tanarive Dew. I talk to her almost all the time on Facebook. She's a very nice lady. Ghost Summer. The title of her collection of short stories is Ghost Summer by Tanarive Dew. Immortal Bloodline by Jessica Cage and Midnight Coven. That's number two. Number three, Rose Matter by Stephen King. Number four, we got Leslie by Omar Tyree. Number five, last but not least, The Books of the Blood, Volume 5 by Clive Barker. Want you to check out the short story, The Forbidden, and that Books of the Blood, Volume 5 by Clive Barker. That is the original first story of The Candyman. If everybody remembers the movie The Candyman, you say his name five times and a mirror comes behind you. And they're also getting ready for a remake next summer, and I am excited because I've been a Candyman fanatic since it first came out when I was in the fifth grade in 1992. That movie had me sleeping without my nightlight off for about a good 2 months. So I'm looking forward to this remake that's coming out next June 2020. They just finished up here in Chicago filming it. It's not going to be the same storyline. It's going to be a different storyline, different characters. I'm kind of upset because they're bringing back Tony Todd. And Tony Todd, who was the original Candyman, he is now old. And that's why I'm upset, because I'm trying to figure out how they're going to bring him back. And Tony Todd should be in his late 60s or 70s. What I was hoping was that Yahya Mateen, who played in the, what's the name of that movie? I forgot the name of that movie. He was in it, but Yahya Mateen, I was hoping that he was going to be the successor to Tony Todd. And that's looking like it's not going to be the case. They're bringing Tony Todd back. So I'm quite sure he's going to be the Candyman again in this remake. And they're giving Yahya Mateen the role of the art dealer that's supposed to be obsessed with the Candyman. So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie in June 2020 to see how it's going to do, because most remakes are not good. I didn't go see the remake of Child's Play with the Chucky doll because I heard so much negative about it, so I didn't go see it. I had no desire to see it, none whatsoever. But I'm hoping that they do a little different with the Candyman, since Jordan Peele, the man behind Us, the man behind Get Out, is producing it. So hopefully this remake of Candyman next June 2020 will be worth the hype, since they did not give Yahya Mateen the role of the Candyman. And I was hoping that they were going to do that. But without further ado, on this show, I'm going to bring in my sister, Karen Lee. So who is author Karen Lee? Let me tell you who author Karen Lee is. Chicago native Karen Lee was born to write thrilling novels. Growing up in a home surrounded by books of diverse subjects, it was easy to develop a love of reading. Her affinity for reading grew into a literacy collection at warp speed that even surprised her. She decided to try her hand at penning her own novel. Thus, her hit series, Black Bone, was created. Karen has since added children's books to her repertoire, writing her first children's book, An Adventure in Magical Unicorn Land. Karen has been rewarded for her writing, being honored as one of Yubawa's Urban Books Authors and Writers of America, top 100 authors in 2017 and 2018. Congratulations, Karen. You made it twice, 2017 and 2018. Go ahead. Presently, Karen has several successful novels and does not plan on giving up her love or pen of writing anytime soon. And she is getting ready to talk about her latest, Never Trust a Big Butt in the Smile, which she sold every copy on her table at the Chicago Urban Book Expo this year in August. So without further ado, let's bring in author Karen Lee. Karen, are you here with us, my sister?
I am here. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you decided to take on my opportunity of asking you to come on, because some people, you know, they're like, nah, I'm busy, but I'm happy about that. I am.
Oh, whenever, you know how we go, and whenever you need me, I'm there, and I'm always supporting you to the fullest. Thank you again for having me. I'm so excited. Like, this is phenomenal. You have no idea. I'm so proud of you. Look at you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Despite the technical difficulties, because this, I was freaking out. I'm like,
yeah.
He's texting me. Everybody's texting me. I'm like, they like, I don't hear you. I'm like, I don't hear you either. I'm like, wow. Oh, my God. I'm like,
so
it will mess
like,
up.
Oh, my God. Hope it works out. I was so nervous.
Right. Me, too. I'm like, dang. I'm like, it worked okay last week, and now I went and brought a new mic, sis, and it's just, I don't know what's wrong, so I'm going to have to find out. But I really wish that when you could test out your mic before you do your show, and they quite have not done that with the system. Yeah. So,
well, we back I'm rolling. Kinda, we got it together, so that's great.
Yes, yes. I'm happy about this. So, I touched a little brief on you, but just tell the literary world that's listening on Facebook and also that called in, who is author Karen Lee? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm flying fancy now. Okay, I'm Karen Lee from Chicago, the west side of Chicago to be exact. I've always been a reader since I could learn how to read. I was that child that my mother took to the libraries, and I enjoyed it, you know. I actually went there to read. I always wanted to write books. You read so many books, you say, okay, I have a story to tell. I always had stories within me. And that's when I decided to write my first novel, Black Bone, which in the beginning I intended on it to be a one book, standalone book. But my publisher convinced me to bring it and make it to a series. And not only just that, but the readers loved my characters, that I had just had to keep it going. It's like they just kept asking for more. So that ended into a 5-book series, and successfully, like, to the point that they might not know my name, but they all say, "It's the girl that wrote Black Bone." And there you go. And I'm so happy because that was my first book, and that's something that I wanted to start off with, creating my name. Like I said, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And with that, you know, it's so much easier to write stories because living where I live, we are faced with so much. I touch on the most is drama and romance. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. You cannot have a storyline, even with the stories that are presented day to day, that everybody is binge watching on television, is always drama and romance, like, regardless. So a lot of my novels are based upon that. Like, I just started writing my first children's books, and with that, that's so important to me because that's the age I started learning how to read and really took reading seriously. The future is, my future goals is to actually start a literacy program with children so we could get them back to reading, because I think that and I feel like we kind of lost our children when it came to that. So that's the biggest goal. And to also become a screenwriter and et cetera. Like, I just want to see my name rolling behind those credits, one, just the several awards and all that when it comes to those binge shows that everybody is watching. It's just with writing, I see it's just so many outlets that you could dive into with this. And I'm very serious about this. Like, I live, eat, sleep, everything about writing. It's not a day that I don't go by without writing or thinking about writing or jotting down something that I can add to a story and to get these books out. Currently, I have 11 books out. It was so funny because, like, every day I'm passing out my business cards and I'm talking about my books, and I actually forgot how many books I had out because I'm like, wait a minute, because, like, I really don't count. I'm just writing and putting them out. To be happy to say that I have reached 11 books since 2014 is phenomenal to me, very phenomenal. I just try to stay consistent in this game because consistency is the key to all of this. Like, you work hard, you play hard, you reap the benefits later on. You put in that work and it shows, regardless if you have one reader to 10 to 20,000. You get your name out there, you hit that pavement, like you mentioned, and you was there to see that I sold out my paperback.
You sold every book off your table. She sold every book of her Never Touch a Big Butt and a Smile off her table in August. And I'm just trying to figure out what it is you did, because I always come back with either one or two books, and I'm like, Karen sold every one of those books off her table.
Every one of them, yes. Yes, I'm a people person. You know me. I'm a people person. I love to talk, and I make everything about my customer, about the reader, because that's who it's all about. Like, you know, I'm not sedity. I'm not uppity. I'm down to earth.
Right.
And my readers matter. And in this game, I noticed that a catchy title and book cover is so important. Like, everyone who stopped by my table looked and said, "Never Trust a Big Button Smile. Okay, let me pick this book up and see what's going on with this." And you do that bag of synopsis. Next thing you know, it's like, okay, let me, I like one of those. I like two. I had somebody buy six. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
So, it was phenomenal. Like, I did not intend for that to happen. Like, I'm so, and by the way, the Chicago Urban Book Expo, every year this is, I believe, Jessica Watkins' fifth year, but every year I've been a part of her expo, you guys, and I would love for everyone from Chicago to come and check it out. It's phenomenal. She has at least 30 to 40 authors under the roof, and it's spectacular.
Yes, and it is, and I'll be at the third year while I was there with you, and it is. It's a really, really good. It's a really, really good. This atmosphere, all the authors coming together. I like the fact that she has the different music and stuff like that. It's a real laid back atmosphere, and you could browse books. So many people, Karen, don't know about us indie authors, and that's one of the reasons why I want to do this show too. I want to bring on different indie authors because this is what got me out there doing these little blog literary shows. So that's why I want to do my own, since nobody's really doing them no more, and just to get the word out, because there's so many people that like to read, but if don't nobody know who you are, how do you get a hold of your book?
Right. Exactly. So, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And thank you for building such a platform, because, like, you're out there yourself. And as you can see, like I mentioned earlier, it's so many outlets you could use with this that comes along, and that you could continue to build upon your writing resume to add that this is what you do. And I thank you for that, because, like you said, no one knows who you are. They just see your Facebook name, your pictures, but readers want more. We in an era that they want more of us, and that's okay, because you're going to go get so much you can get out of me. But, you know, everybody who follow me, they know all I talk about is tacos. You know what I'm saying? Tacos.
Right.
Everything.
Your Taco Tuesday.
Tacos. Do a little modeling, a little posing. I work hard. I work a 7 to 4. That's what keeps everything rolling as far as, you know, having my career take off and everything. I haven't worked in 4 years, you guys. So, you know, I work, but I don't work. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah.
Right. So, Karen, let's talk about, not to cut you, let's talk about this Never Trust a Big Button Smile. Just give us a little bit about this book. What is it about?
Okay, my latest novel, Never Trust a Big Button Smile, is based on two brothers from the west side of Chicago named Money Mike, and the other brother name is Nook. And Money Mike is the weak one. He falls for a big butt and a smile every time. And he has a girlfriend that he's been with since he's been in high school by the name of Charisma. And from there, she had a big-time uncle who was in the drug game for years. So she plugged her boyfriend with him, and money started rolling in, and et cetera. Her uncle ended up becoming terminally ill, so he had to pass the torch down. So you have Money Mike, Nook, and two brothers, Tim and Terrell, which is their childhood friends. And everyone is trying to compete for the next Chicago drug kingpin. And like what I said, Mike is running up for. He's great. He's a great leader, but he's weak when it comes to women. And that's when Jada step in. And behind it, somebody from the crew sent Jada his way to, you know, to tear that crown, to get that, snatch that crown from him. And from there, that's when all the chaos and all the deceives and everything catches into play. Like, Never Trust a Big Button to Smile. Jada is beautiful. She has that big butt. She has that smile. Them pearly whites, every man. You know, they turn their ass. So that's why you have to be careful. His girlfriend also has a big butt and a smile. She has a big butt and a smile, and it's also another main character that also has a big butt and a smile. So it's like three women. Who should he trust? Who can he trust? And it's just a lot of chaos and stuff going on in this book.
Wow, wow, wow. And I must say, you definitely got some catchy titles with your novels. The series, you know what series? I read that one. Got a chance to read, So, and then the Black Bone series, I haven't touched that one yet, but the other series, I was going to gift that to my friend. I was telling her about it, my friend Jackie. I said, you got to check out Karen Lee, my sister, because she got this the series that I want you to check out. I can't really get too much in because, you know, got some people listening. But.
That's a popular when I was at the book expo, it was actually some readers that brought that up. And I was like, y'all know what? I'm coming out with a part three. They're like, when are you coming with that part three? And I was like, you know, I should have just brought some anyway. Because, like, no matter what, like, a lot of people, like, I like to write in such a taboo subjects. And And that played a role. And it was so funny because with that title, it was just me and my cousin and her best friend on the phone. And we were just like, you should write a book called that. And it just took off from there. And I just never really thought that people would actually, like, you know, pick it up and read it. But it's all ages, and they just laugh and giggle at that title. But they mad, though.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to call it this on the show, Karen. Sneaky Cat.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we gonna keep it clean.
We gonna keep it clean. But Karen, but the clean version of Karen's book series that I'm talking about is called Sneaky Cat, and it's three. Is it three books?
It's a three book series. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, three book series. I also have Love Will Make You Do Some Stupid Things. That's a two book series. I'm currently writing part two. And that's like Chastity. Oh my God, I'm forgetting my character. It's three best friends, and this was not more so urban. These are working women who deal with working men who still cheat. Because I don't want every book to be like drug dealer killing pop that pussy and all that, you know, all that little stuff. So I wanted to touch upon that. Write a book that my mother and aunties and everybody could read. And that is, like, that series is for that. And I'm actually happy that because I kind of got lost with it. But now the character's back talking to me. And I also have a tragic love affair that's a domestic violence novel that's coming soon. I have Do You Want to Know a Secret that's coming soon. Oh, my God. I just have so much. It's just so much. I'm so busy. I'm happy, though.
Okay.
I'm happy. When I'm writing, I'm happy. When I'm happy, I'm writing.
And your tacos. Don't leave your tacos out.
Oh, yes. All the time.
Yes. So when did you publish your first book? How long have you been writing?
I've been writing since 2014.
Okay.
Black Bomb came out February of 2014. Yeah, it came out February 2014, and I was so nervous when it dropped. Oh, my God. I was so nervous. But it did so great. It was number one at the charts for so long. And number two, Black Bone 2 came. Boom. I actually have all my books back from that, my previous publisher. I have all my books back now. So I'm currently in the process of reloading those in the Kindle version on Amazon right now. So. But I'm keeping the cover, the original cover. But other than that, because like I want my readers to know that's who it is, because they remember books by book cover. So I didn't want to touch and change that book cover. Yeah. So, but yeah, I started in 2014 and just never stopped.
Okay. And Kim, one last question for you. What advice can you give a new writer that's trying to pursue their dream of writing? What was the goal or the ticket for you when you finished your first book, or when you were starting your first book? What was your goal? Like, what advice can you give a new writer once that book is published?
Once your book is published, sell your book, get your name out there, gain more readers, do as many interviews that you need to do, talk to your readers, use every platform. I'm actually listening to a veteran author now myself, and he makes $40,000 a month, not a year, $40,000 a month off children books alone. So I'm listening to him. I pay only $5 a month to listen and to learn. And like he mentioned, I'm going to give y'all this little sneak peek because everybody don't know. You have to go through Amazon, that Amazon platform, to advertise. So Amazon is really the platform to advertise, because let's all face it, when you go to Amazon, that's what they come in to buy stuff. So Amazon, so you want your ad to pop up on that ad to pop up. So
right.
Amazon is now the biggest sponsor ad when it comes to anything, not just novels, but anything. So if you can invest in advertising on Amazon or through Amazon, I suggest you do that. I know that when you start off, things are a little slow as far as income. Don't get discouraged about that. Right, and the checks will come. Like I said, consistency is the key. And don't be afraid to write what you think may not sell. Write. That's what you write. Anything that you think may not sell, write it, because that's what's going to happen. Like, for me,
exactly.
Everything that I think that wasn't going to sell or move ended up moving greater than the expectations that I thought. You see? So write what you feel. Nothing is out of style. Anything you write about is what live forever. When you're dead and gone, your book is still going to be out there. What you put your name on it, you make sure that it's 100% you, everything, because that's your name on it. Not nobody else's name, your name. So put all that time, that effort, and that work into it. Trust me, it pays off in the long run. You may get discouraged because don't nobody know you. That's up to you. You get out there. But trust me, they may not comment. They may not like that. They may not repost and share, but they are definitely watching at all times. In this game, you conduct yourself as a business person. Don't come into this game with the rah-rah-rah and all that stuff. You look at it like this is your product. When you sit back and you watch Rihanna with Fenty Beauty and all these other women out here, they're not ignorant or entertaining the negativity. They're going to push their product and keep it moving, and that's what you have to conduct yourself on social media as such. So I want every reader to keep that in mind, because like I said, everybody is watching. They may not reshare, relike, but they're watching. So always put that, you know, trust yourself. Be confident within yourself. Be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest supporter. Don't ever give up. Don't ever be discouraged. And knock that fear. Put that fear back. And that's what I would give to you. That's what I give to every new reader. And you'll go really far in this industry.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we got some callers on here, Miss Karen, and I do want you to gift that copy of Never Trust a Big Butt in the Smile to a lucky caller. So I'm going to take caller number 708, last four numbers, 3218, just to speak and say hi to Karen. Go ahead, caller 708, last four, 3218. You're on the spotlight with Jeff and Karen. Say hello.
Yo, 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 yo. Can y'all hear me?
Hello. Yes, hello. How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, y'all, this is Shani K.
What's up? Now, Tony, we only got 14 minutes, so you know, so we gonna have to cut it a little short, sis.
Okay, well, I didn't know how much. She already got my book, y'all. Shani already got my book. We gonna have to give it to another caller. That's
support
my friend.
I'm just to support my friend. That's all I want. I support everything she doing, vice versa. I just want
I love you,
Karen.
You know, it ain't no hard feelings.
I'm proud of you,
Karen. You know.
But peace out, y'all.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you for calling. I love
you. Yeah, Tony. Thank you. Thank you, Officer Tony K, calling in. Thank you. Thank you.
I love her. She's funny.
Yes, she is. Okay, we got 708-2693. Go ahead. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Karen.
Hello, caller. Don't be shy. Hello.
708-2693.
I don't think they hear us. Are y'all afraid?
Yeah,
don't be afraid. I don't bite.
I know. Okay, we got 708-1527. I'm going to bring them in. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Karen. Speak.
Hey, Karen and Jeffrey. How are you guys?
Hey. Hello. How are you?
Hi. This is Jeffrey's mother. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm getting a lot of good vibes about your book. You know, I do read Jeffrey books a lot, and I do have a daughter that's a beginning writer. I don't know if she's listening, but that was inspiring talk that you did do.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I love to help out new authors who want to get into the game and actually get on Words of Encouragement, because I had that as well. And it's important to you to replicate the same thing, because I always said that when I do make it, that will be one of the things that I will always do. I'm never going to turn around and say forget everybody. I want to continue to give out that support that any author needs in this game.
All right. That sounds inspiring. Just keep on doing you. And Jeffrey, you keep on doing you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Yes, well,
thank you for
mother.
Calling and tuning
that.
In.
You're welcome.
I got free book, y'all, to give away.
I know. We got Karen
copy.
Got a free book. You know. Right. What's going on? Nobody wants this free copy of Never Trust a Big Button to Smell. Wow. Okay.
Don't worry, y'all. If it doesn't go, I'm still going to give it away on Facebook. So don't worry.
So hold on to it, sis. Just go ahead and pass it along on your Facebook page. Cause,
absolutely.
Yes. Well, I thank you for coming on tonight. Is there any last words you got for me? Anything you want to say?
Thank you for having me. Also, December 7th, I will be a part of a author panel that my author sis, Miss Lady P, is conducting. So we are currently in the process of doing that and working on that. So I will make sure to post that on my page. So it will be me and several other authors from Chicago giving information out as far as how to get into the game and et cetera. So the date is December 7th. We have the location and everything. We're just working in the process of giving everything together. And I want to make sure that I see everybody in the house. Other than that, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Arthur Karen Lee. I'm always accepting new readers. Come one, come all. Thank you for having me, Jeffrey. I'm so proud of you for doing this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And tell Tony don't wring my neck for cutting up.
I got you.
I think she called back in. Tony, don't wring my neck for cutting you off. You know it was all the love.
Yeah.
But Karen,
thank you so much for coming on.
I'm glad you were a part of this. I'm glad that you want to be a part of this. I'm getting some, you know, the kinks out. Like I said, my mic messed up, and I was working on that. But it was an awesome show tonight. I believe it was. We really got some listeners in, and I'm glad you was on. I want to have you on again later on.
Absolutely. I'm down. Just let me know.
Definitely. So what you got planned for the rest of your Saturday night before I let you go?
Writing.
Okay.
That's all
right. I heard that. Well, thank you again, Karen. And Karen, where can they reach you at again? Go ahead and drop that again for me.
At Arthur Karen Lee on Facebook, Twitter, IG, even Snapchat, Arthur Karen Lee. That's Arthur Karen, Caryn Lee, Lee. And there you go. We connect with me. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. And then before I let Karen go also as well, I got to point this out. My fifth book, All Marvin's Children, Karen has posed on the cover of that book as the oldest sister, Miranda Simington DeWitt. She is married to the mayor of Parkersville, Illinois, and she is on the cover as the oldest sister. And
yes,
I also am thankful for you for accepting that as well, too. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward
You're
to
welcome.
You getting a copy of that book and enjoying it as well. But Karen is on the cover of my upcoming novel, All Marvin's Children, as the oldest sister.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much as well, too. Thank you so much. Well, Karen, I'm glad you came on, my sister, and you enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, okay?
You too. God bless.
All right. Talk with you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. So there you guys have it. It is the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff. We brought on author Karen Lee. She talked about her book. Again, you can reach author Karen Lee on Amazon.com at author Karen Lee. She is also on Facebook as author Karen Lee. That's CARYNLEE, Karen Lee. And she's also on IG, Instagram, as author Karen Lee. Again, thank you so much, Karen, for coming on. Next week, I hope to have these kinks out. Next week, we bring on author Ty Young. She is going to talk about entrepreneurship and her business that she has, Young Dreams Publications. So I look forward to bringing her on as well, talking with her, and she's going to give you some details on how to successfully publish a book, as well as what some of the things she did to get her business off and running from the start. But again, thank you, author Karen Lee, for coming on. Shoni K, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you, sister, but I just didn't want us to get into a long conversation because you know how we can be. But thank you for calling in and supporting Shoni. Thank you again for calling in and supporting me. As of next week, the following week, I have looked forward to having Tiffany Forbes on to talk to her about her book, Hood Tales. I'm waiting to receive the go to read that book. I was going to review it, but she doesn't have the link up yet. I haven't seen it up yet, but it's a horror October novel, and it was pretty interesting, so I was going to review it and hopefully have it read by the time I interview her, I should say, on the 26th of this month, that she's going to be on this show with her and Serenity James talking about Hood Tales. Again, Saturday night, I thank you guys for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff. Again, as always, make it a great week. As always, 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 I say what you do for Christ is the only thing that will matter and last. And keep on keeping on. Keep on doing you. Keep on striving and succeeding. And you will be successful at anything you do. What has worked for me at being a successful author of 5 books is patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is something that you have to have in this writing game. And Karen kind of touched on a little bit as well when she talked in her interview. But you have to have patience and the willing to drive and strive ahead. It's going to be some broke days and it's going to be some good days. And if you're thinking that you're going to start out in the writing process of making a bunch of money, I'm here to tell you no. You have to go through struggle and sacrifice before you make it. But in the end, it will all pay out, because if your heart and desire is to write a book and get it published, it will be successful. I look at success as an author of 4 books, 3 awards, 1 award, the author of 2017 from APS Books. Shout out to Tennille Jim Jackson, as always. I look at that as my success. I don't ever look at it for the profit of a penny, but I'm getting my story across. So I'm just grateful to God that I've been able to write 4 books with my 5th one coming out, and I'm excited about that one. I'm excited about getting that one done. It should be out by the spring of 2020. And then I'm looking to, again, drop Friday After Dark 2 from my Friday After Dark 1 series, which is going to be a series, sometime in the summer to the fall of 2020. So a lot of good things coming up, a lot of good author events coming up. The Chicago Urban Authors Book Brunch, where I'm going to have Daryl Harvey on talking about that. The Atlanta Kickback, I'm going to have Book Chick Monica, who hosts that, on. And then also the Chicago Urban Book Expo, I'm going to try to get Jessica Watkins on to talk about that as well, too. So we got some exciting shows coming up for the year 2020. So I'm glad you guys are tuning in. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me 60 minutes of your time. This is author Jeffrey Rochelle. That's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L. Until next week, over and out. Have a good week. I'm signing off. Take care. Peace.